This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Every year, some states like to give residents a short time off from paying sales tax. Today is that day, from Massachusetts to Alabama and beyond. No tax on new laptops, socks, you name it. But as Gigi Duban reports, not every state wants to leave all that tax revenue on the table.
During a tax holiday, as kids get ready to go back to school, consumers aren't just out buying backpacks and clothes.
Say they're buying gas, they're eating in restaurants.
That's Nancy Dennis with the Alabama Retail Association. She says Alabama's sales tax holiday has been a big draw for shoppers since 2006, when it was first launched. But starting next year in North Carolina, no more sales tax weekends, thanks to tax reform recently passed by state lawmakers.
Last year, it was between $13 and $14 million in sales tax that they gave up.
Christy Burris is with the North Carolina Retail Merchants Association. She says the sales tax holiday is the biggest shopping weekend after Black Friday. And she says the state's going to regret it next year when residents travel across state lines.
Or they'll have an opportunity to shop online where they have the 7% sales advantage.
A spokeswoman for North Carolina told me the state just cut income tax, which, quote, more than offsets one-time savings from things like weekend sales tax holidays. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.